It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Don Gagne. We've been hearing this week about a court case in Virginia where a judge ruled that a key part of the sweeping health care law is unconstitutional. Today, the legal challenge shifts to Florida. 20 states are taking part in a separate suit that is also intended to overturn the health care law. The Florida case is being closely watched, and as NPR's Carrie Johnson reports, the judges in these suits are drawing almost as much attention as the law.
Earlier this week, Henry Hudson became the first judge to overturn part of the Obama health care law. He's got a colorful background. Former GOP congressional candidate in Virginia, anti-pornography crusader in the Reagan years, and then there's this. His ownership stake in a Republican consulting firm that's advised political candidates on health care.
Judge Hudson's status as a shareholder is almost undoubtedly correlation rather than the causation of his decision, but it doesn't look very good.
That's James Sample. He's a law professor at Hofstra University who studies when judges should step aside.
The provocative question in this case, I think, is, you know, what would possess a federal judge to maintain a continued financial interest in a group pushing litigation in his own courtroom?
For his part, Judge Hudson told The Washington Post that he and his wife invested in the company before he became a judge, and he sees no conflict. But two other judges, Norman Moon in Virginia and George Stee in Michigan, both appointed by Democratic presidents, have voted to uphold the Obama health care law. And that's revived a long-standing debate over whether party affiliation or political background can predict how a judge will rule. Here's legal ethics expert Stephen Gillers.
I can understand where the public would think that the Democratic judges are siding with the Democratic president and the Republican judges are ruling against him. But I think that's wrong. At least it's too simple.
Something else is at work here, Gillers says. Bigger ideas about the power of the president and the Congress.
It should not be seen as opposing Obama. It should rather be seen as consistent with a philosophy of the Constitution that happens to result in an opinion opposing Obama.
Questions about judges, their spouses, and political involvement have been cropping up a lot lately. News accounts this year highlighted the work of Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, at a conservative policy group that's challenged the constitutionality of the Obama health care law. She's since limited her leadership role in the group. And lawyers in the big California same-sex marriage case recently asked Ninth Circuit Appeals Court Judge Stephen Reinhart to step aside from hearing that appeal because his wife is an official at the American Civil Liberties Union in Southern California. The ACLU opposes the ban on same-sex marriage, but Judge Reinhart refused to back away. He said he could be impartial. David Rifkin is a Republican lawyer who will be arguing to overturn the Obama health care law in Florida today in front of Roger Vinson, a judge appointed by President Ronald Reagan. And he says the tactic of attacking judges has become all too familiar.
If you do not like what the judge or judges have decided in a case where you feel the decision should have come out another way, what you do is you attack their motives, you attack them for their background. That is absolutely inappropriate, and it is not an American way.
American way or not, there could be another round of murmuring when the health care lawsuits make their way to the Supreme Court. Republican lawmakers are already trying to get former Obama Solicitor General Elena Kagan to remove herself from hearing the case. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.